from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Parkins and Spiegel Show Flashback. Flashback. Flashback.
We get the Bears pick here in Chicago.
And Rich, I'm very much a Beavers guy.
The Chicago Bears select Deion Bush, defensive back, Miami.
Bush first caught my eye at the East-West game.
I can't help you out, man. The producer, help us out.
Let's go back to the East-West game.
Mike Mayock, center of that moment.
Draft guru.
Yeah.
Tremendous television football analyst. Not a great general manager with the Raiders.
No.
But very good at talking about the game.
No question. He was on with Rosenblum over the weekend, and he had experience in the John Gruden, Antonio Brown weirdness season of Hard Knocks, and said that there are issues that it presents to a team.
On the positive side for Hard Knocks, I'd worked for years at NFL Films in South Jersey, and they're the people that are the technicians for Hard Knocks. They were all trained by Steve Sable, who was a mentor to me, and they're entirely professional, but you got to keep in mind they have a job to do, and they're all over the place, and they want all access that they can get. Conversely, I'm a rookie GM. We're taking over a team that had won 4 games the year before, and there was going to be a major roster overhaul. And I kind of felt like the quieter that we could do things, the better off we were going to be. Let's get to work. Let's keep our mouths shut. Let's stay out of the national limelight, and let's just get a little better every day. And it was kind of compounded by the fact that Antonio Brown, we had traded for in the offseason, and he became kind of the central figure and a very uncomfortable figure in that whole Hard Knocks episode, because he showed up in the offseason, wouldn't wear any of our helmets. Then he went in the offseason and burned his feet in a cryogenic chamber in Paris, France. Then we show up to camp and he's not going to practice. So that kind of became the focus, which was a negative, as opposed to, hey, this might be an exciting young team that's getting better. And having said all those things, again, they were very professional. They had a job to do. But so did I. The people that I knew at NFL Films were very upset with me because I was kind of the police force. I was the one that kind of established the parameters. I wouldn't let them in for final cuts that really upset them. And, you know, I was a guy as a player that got cut 2 or 3 times. And I think that's an intensely emotional and private time. And I wasn't going to let cameras in there because I think it changed the dynamic both for the message I'm trying to deliver and what you're trying to get, which is honesty with the kid sitting in front of you who just got cut. So there was a push and pull there, you know, and I think because Ryan Poles has been there, the head coach has been there a couple of years, I think it's a little more stable situation, and I think they'll be able to handle it pretty well.
It's good stuff right there. Having the sensitivity to not want to cut the player on camera is interesting, and we'll see how Ryan Poles goes about that. But that first part of, like, it just sort of innocently, but on the part of the Hard Knocks people, they could choose to make something a story that is inherently distracting. I think that's fair.
Yeah, I think that is the push and pull of this. They're trying to make a compelling TV show. The league wants it to be a compelling TV show because they can force teams to do it. But teams do have a say in what goes out. So there's a natural push and pull from, we can force you to do it, we care about the content, but we're going to give you the ability to protect some content, but you can't protect everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're allowed to film here. I mean, I've cited this one before, but I remember when Todd Haley and Hugh Jackson were on the same staff in a Browns season, and I was watching this season, I was like, these guys clearly hate each other, and they clearly disagree on everything, and they're on the same coaching staff, coaching the same side of the ball. But what was what could the Browns do? Not let any meeting between the coaches?
Yeah.
I was like, God, if these are the things that are getting out there, what must be the things that they're stopping us from getting out? So stuff will get out that isn't going to be perfect, but they'll be fine.
We're going to do a lot of Bears at the top of the hour with our guy Mark Grody, including some incredible tape that you've got to hear from after practice today. But the news of the day is that Dylan Cease threw a no-hitter with the San Diego Padres. And for any Sox fan or Chicago baseball fan, I mean, Dylan Cease has been absolutely on fire lately. And then today, obviously, a momentous day, 114 pitches. Somebody had asked, like, because you had asked me, Danny, about, like, if the no-hitter has been less special of late. And it has been, because a lot of times it has felt like, you know, it's just not even a possibility. It's just not even on the realm of in the realm of possibility that a pitcher will be allowed to finish. And a texter had asked, you know, about that. And I had said something about it in terms of, it seems like a lot of guys get taken out when they've thrown six or seven no hit innings.
Right.
You know, Shane did the math and did the research on it. It has happened 33 times since 1956 that a pitcher has gone seven no hit innings and then been taken from the game, okay?
Okay.
33 times. 16 of those are since 2021. That's how often it happens now. Four this year alone. Four last year, six in 22, two in 2021. So 16 times out of 33 since 1956.
Ben Brown, one of them this year.
So it happens with frequency. So that's why, like, as a game is going on, it is inherently less special because I'm just like, well, they're probably not even.
They're probably not going to get there.
He's not going to get there. And if Cease doesn't have an efficient seventh and eighth, maybe he doesn't.
Right.
And he had an efficient ninth. He pitched to contact in the ninth, gave up a couple of hard hit balls. One was a grounder to second where the fielder almost dropped it. It was very nearly an error, but was able to complete it. Might have been scored a hit because he had to dive first. And then C.J. Abrams with a hard line drive to right field. But so they are much less frequent than they used to be, and that will continue to be the case as starters are diminished. But good research by Shane. 16 of the 33 times a guy has left after seven no-hit innings has happened in the last 4 years.
Tough day for the Bears offense. Mark Grody with a first-hand account of what went wrong. You'll also hear great stuff from Tyreek Stevenson on this trio of Bears receivers and some specifics from Jonathan Owens on leaving the team to go to the Olympics. It's a busy Bears report next on the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.